Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in horticulture, Ryan Schaub. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. Would like to spend a little bit of time today talking about everybody's favorite vegetable to grow in the garden.
Fruit. It's a fruit. Come on.
got to look at how we classify that. But yeah, and it's going to be tomatoes. I've received several phone calls, you know, this month. Really, there's two things going on. Both of these things are going to be weather-related. But physiological leaf roll is something that people just say, oh, my tomato looks really poor right now. The leaves are all rolled up. What's going on? Well, when we see physiological leaf roll, we had a mild spring. The tops of those tomatoes might have just grown like gangbusters, just really took off. Well, it forgets kind of the roots. It's always thinking, oh, I've got these mild temperatures, I got plenty of moisture, I don't need to put down a good root system. And then we get into a hot, dry pattern, kind of like we started off in June. The plant just tells itself, oh, I've made a mistake, I've got to correct this. So it will go ahead and put down better roots, but it rolls those leaves so that it's got less leaf area or surface area to the sun, so it's not losing quite as much moisture and going into more stress. Some varieties are worse than other varieties, but really not a whole lot we can do about it. Make sure that you're doing a good job of watering so it's not going through any additional stress. This is something that typically lasts about a week, and then it's gone. So not a big deal, but just something to it's just kind of telling you it's going through a little bit of stress or going through a little changing time. The second thing I'd like to talk about is blossom end rot. Blossom end rot is, if you ever looked at the bottom side of a tomato and it's got like a flat or a leather, kind of a black leatherishy looking deal on the bottom side. It's just called blossom end rot, so it's on the opposite end of the stem. This is really, you know, if we really broke it down, it'd be a calcium deficiency. Now, when these crops are growing, they're using a lot of calcium for those rapidly growing crops. And for some reason, it gets shut off. Well, it gets bypassed. Actually, the plant just kind of bypasses it and doesn't send it to the fruit, and then we see this deficiency. Don't run out and buy calcium to throw on the garden, though. That's not the answer. Kansas soils have got adequate amount or better than adequate amount of calcium. But it's just when it really starts to show up when we go through a really big weather change. So we went again, May, cool, wet. June has been the opposite of that and been extremely warm and dry. And when we go through that, we will start to see these issues. It doesn't matter whether it's just a big temperature change or whether it's soil moisture can be a factor in that as well. Again, once we see blossom end rot on our tomatoes, it's to the point where we need to probably pull those tomatoes off because they're going to be junk. It's never going to be fixed. So I'd pull those tomatoes off, and I think that plant then can send all of its energy to the good, healthy tomatoes, and we're not putting energy into the ones that are worthless. So those are two things that we're seeing a lot right now on our tomatoes. But if you're seeing those, again, not a whole lot we can do to fix it, but just know that they're weather related. Mulching might be a something to keep that soil moisture. Also keeps that temperature of that soil down a little bit so we're not getting too hot. But I think those are some things that we can do or just to be cautious of if you see something going on out in your gardens, that might be what's going on. So
great. Thank you, Ryan, for coming in.
Yes, sir.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in family and child development, Rebecca McFarland.